Nothing is more important to us than the safety of our children, and we are coming on a great time of year, but also a time of year that can be very challenging to teen drivers. We want to talk with Tricia Morrow. She is a Chevrolet safety engineer about this very important issue of teen safety during the summer months. So let's go to that interview right now. We are about to enter summer, and summer is a terrific time of year for most of us. It's my favorite season for certain. It's baseball season, it's kids out of school season, and it's also can be a very deadly season, though, for drivers and for teen drivers in particular. And we want to talk about that important issue with Tricia Morrow. She's a GM safety engineer. Tricia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Describe, you know, summer's a great time, obviously, but why is it also a dangerous time for young drivers?
You know, we know that the period between Memorial Day and Labor Day is what the AAA refers to as the 100 deadliest days. It's when the average number of fatal crashes involving teens climbs 15% compared to the rest of the year. And it's not just a dangerous time for teens. We know it's summer is one of the most dangerous times to be driving for everyone on the road.
And why do you think that is, Tricia? I mean, what has research told you?
You know, summer is a time when, you know, kids are out of school and more teens are out on the road. So it's just an issue of exposure. A lot more people on the road, a lot more inexperienced teens behind the wheel. And we really see that fatality rate go up during these months.
So what can we do about it? Obviously, I've got two teenage drivers at home. I also have a 21-year-old driver. You know, I've experienced this firsthand. What can we do to make our teen drivers safer?
You know, I too have a daughter that is getting ready to drive, and it's really unsettling at times, but Chevy does offer parents a little, like us, a little extra peace of mind this summer and really all year long. We really suggest that, first and foremost, you create awareness. Talk to your friends and family. Talk to your teens. Make sure that they understand their vehicle's maintenance needs and all the technology that the vehicle has inside. Really get to know it while the car is parked, either in the driveway or wherever you would park your vehicle, so that you don't have to learn the technology while you're driving, and you can make use of it while you're out on the road. Also, remember the basics. We know from recent research from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that deaths resulting from speeding and lack of seatbelt use are on the rise. So we really need to make sure we all observe posted speed limits and wear our seatbelts every person, every seating position, every time. Next, very simply, put your phones away. I know it's even tempting for me to do one little thing on the phone to get something done while I'm in the vehicle, but the consequences can be devastating. It's really important that we use some of the connectivity features that Chevy offers, like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and the in-vehicle Bluetooth, so that we pair our phones to the vehicle and keep our eyes on the road and our phones down. Even for parents or other adults, it's really important to set a good example for everyone in the car. Also, taking advantage of technology. Vehicles today offer so much technology that can help our teen drivers. For example, teen driver, which is a tool that helps parents talk to teens about safe driving. So maybe when you're not with your teen, you'll be able to look at a report card in the vehicle that will tell things about how distance traveled, how many times their active safety features engaged, how many wide open throttle events they had. And there's also several other active safety features that Chevy offers that really can help your teen when they're driving. And finally, just reminding your family to speak up. You know, during these summer months, our teens will be driving with other teens, our children with other parents, other adults. It's really important that they know what safe driving practices look like. And if they see them not being demonstrated, they can speak up or remove themselves from a dangerous situation if necessary.
Well, I think that's really important. I mean, distraction behind the wheel, whether it's a phone and you're distracting yourself in a lot of ways, or somebody else in the car is distracting you, that can lead to very tragic circumstances. And it's something I think teens just don't grasp until they are talked to about it and see it in motion. And I think the ability to speak with your teen about these things is of great importance. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, you've hit the nail on the head. Talking to your teens really can help create safe driving practices for them. You know, you mentioned other passengers in the vehicle, which is absolutely correct, along with things like loud radio, things like that that could distract the teen when they're driving. So the teen driver feature in our vehicles will allow parents to do things like set a radio mute if the driver or passenger is unbuckled. We know that wearing your seatbelt is the number one thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. It also lets you set radio volume limits so that when your teen is driving, they won't be able to blare the radio.
You know, I think our teens live by text and by apps on their phones. How can the technology in Chevrolet vehicles help them with that?
You know, really great features are Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. It actually allows you to pair your vehicle, your phone, to your vehicle. And so it enables some apps. It enables some. So, for example, you can have text messages read to you, and you can respond via voice back to them. But it really enables you to keep your eyes on the road and focused on the road rather than picking up that phone and looking away.
If you had to give parents two or three pieces of advice about keeping their teens safe this summer, what would they be?
You know, I really would say first and foremost, you know, after looking at all these crash statistics and all these driving studies, I would really impress, as I do on my daughter, just the need, again, remembering the basics, observe your posted speed, keep your seatbelt on, every person, every position, and always remember, eyes up, phones down.
Yeah, absolutely. Attention to the road is critical. Tricia Morrow of Chevrolet and General Motors, thanks so much for being with us. We really do appreciate it. This is a really important issue. It hits very close to home for all of us. And so we appreciate you being with us and sharing your thoughts on this with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great summer.
That was Tricia Morrow. She's a General Motors safety engineer talking about the very important issue of teen safety. And join us again right here next time for more of America on the Road on Driving Today.